Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Y'all know what that music means?
The marvel of technology. We could go from Coach Sheehan and morph it to the DOC. My brother Sheehan, what a the first hour. You hope you got all your wagering and stuff done, because you know, for example, I'm going winner take all. But Sheehan did a great job. He got you hooked up, and he's off to a great start with his pro picks, college picks, the whole nine yards. But that's my brother. And I love what he does, because he goes against the trends, and that's a good thing. But one thing I love about Kev is that he may carve a little bit off the top with the wagers and all that, but he's about winning.
He's a winner.
He's a winner. Oh, he's a champion. And what he wants more than anything else is to win the game that his favorite team is participating in. And as we know, that's slim pickings for the most part the last couple, 20 years or so. But it doesn't mean we don't fight. Now, I'm in a relief pitcher category right now. Of course, I'm coming in, you know, trying to hit the gun at 103. I'm coming out the pen. I'm surrounded by a Cowboy fan who I respect, because he took a lot of abuse. And this is brother Reed, see him right now.
A lot is putting it mildly, Doc.
Now, and I think he's in camera too. He's acting like he don't know how to do this just so he can get more camera time. See, that's a nice move.
He's
nice
getting
move.
You set up. He's doing what
no,
I could.
No, that's a smooth move. He's smooth, though. The one thing about him, even though they haven't won anything since I had an afro, I mean, but yet he still maintains his
poise. Composure.
Yeah, he's smooth.
Oh, he's smooth. Trust me. Every day he walks in here.
He never, ever looked as if he was panicked last week.
No, he wasn't. He was, and that's partially my fault. I didn't make him as uncomfortable as I probably should have.
I mean, I try not to mess with it, brother, because I was going, I've seen Dakota. It's regular season. I ain't playing with Dak.
Listen, man. 7-0 at home against this team in his career.
Yeah, and he usually has one stud outside. He's got two now. Three got a decent tight end.
Pickens is crazy.
They're awesome in the regular season. I mean, it's a bad wager.
Second, the weather gets cold, though?
Yeah.
It's like the Dolphins.
No, shh. No, it's okay. It's his time now.
You're right. I got to let him bask in the moment. You're right.
And I'm going, hey, man, congratulations. I've had, you know, my Cowboy buddies, Derek Davis. I mean, he's just so funny. You know, Clarence Goldsboro, all the – hey, man. You hail to the victor. I'm not mad whatsoever.
I'm a little mad. Upset is the word. But, like, you know, the issues are the issues, and they've presented themselves, and now it's about fixing them, and can this team move forward and fix them? I don't have a lot of faith, but, you know, that's why we play the games, man.
Yeah, interesting week. I look at it and I go, you should not be embarrassed to have lost to Dallas.
It's a division rival. Anything happened.
You should be embarrassed to have given up points before you start screaming and hollering. This is not Linnell, so it's not going to be. You can't.
No, we're analytical here, not emotional.
You can't provoke me. I'm a Lattimore guy. Let me put any of you out here who will ridicule this young man, and let me put you on a guy taller than you, just as fast, if not faster than you. And have Dakota Prescott.
And then you have to run backwards to cover.
Dropping the ball right down his coat pocket.
Yeah.
And Shaq Harris and Doug Williams know this, because Doug schooled me. Shaq told me the story. The thing about him, his goal was to drop the ball down into that lapel part on a blazer. And I was like, I never heard that
in the little pocket square?
Right in the pocket square.
Mm-hmm.
Shaq said that was his deal. And that was Doug. Doug would talk about that. So it's a true story. Dakota, I'm telling you.
He's playing at MVP level right now, Doc.
But it's not anything new.
It's true.
It's not like he hadn't done this before.
It's true.
This
but giving him that second option that he can just kind of default to with Pickens.
Yep.
Even CD being out, like, he's still got that guy that he can just be like, he's down there somewhere. Let's get it up.
Well, it's going to be interesting. And this week, it's almost like they got a break. When you come off, and we talked rivalry, but I don't really know if these kids look at it as a rivalry. Some of us long in the tooth looked at it as a rivalry. I'm not certain that these youngsters think of it that way. But nothing better could have happened to you than to now play the Chiefs. What better game do you want than to be playing the Chiefs?
I don't know, man. I'd like this one to be a little bit easier.
No. If they were playing Miami.
Sure, yeah. The Jets.
And they lost, we'd have to be on 24-hour alert.
We'd
have to call in special services.
Madrid.
FBI, we had to call.
Madrid's coming quick,
nothing
Doc.
Nothing you can do despite when you're playing a champion. Now, nobody other than friends and family and relatives can publicly say they think the Commanders will win the game. You can do that. Because you're a relative, you're emotionally tied into it,
mm-hmm.
You've got a gun being pointed at your brain, or you just don't know anything about football. Very easy, it could be any one of those categories. But that big guy, BTP, I can't wait to get Chris Russell's pick on this.
Oh boy.
I'm really curious about where Cockadoodle-Doo.
He's got his dueling super six packs coming up later today too.
That's right. Well, he's the originator.
Of course.
He's the guy that
He started it all.
And because he doesn't promote it every 15 seconds like that other guy does,
mm-hmm.
The other guy has kind of influenced the public to the point where they think it's his. It's not his.
Listen, you repeat something long enough, people will eventually credit you.
Oh, he repeats it a lot.
Oh, okay, he repeats it plenty.
Yeah, you know, if you want to get, what do you say, when we get with me, obviously we
continue the conversation with me on Twitter?
Yeah, if we did, we would have already done it. Don't you get the hint? We're really not interested, but anyway.
He gets the people fired up. I'm not going to lie, his Twitter mentions are something.
Yeah.
Depends on the day, though.
That exhibition he put on Monday that was that was comical. But I do like this, that suppose they have the game of their life. Now, what Washington would have to do is do some things we haven't seen.
Yeah.
Like set the edge, like pressure the quarterback, like tackle better. So are we seeing all of that's going to go on display against a better team?
Well, I mean, Quinn said it yesterday. He said to expect better play. But he didn't really say anything about, like, changes or anything. In fact, I kind of want to play it if you want. Let's do
it. It's a novel idea.
Sure.
So you said you're going to look at everything on defense. Will we see any changes on defense?
I think what you'll see is improved play. I think that's, you know, obvious that we want to dig in. So when we wanted to look and assess to where we needed to make change and make adjustments, sometimes they're not these big overhauls, John, that make the major improvement. It's these small calibrations and adjustments. And so that is definitely underway. As we get out of practice today, I'm looking forward to seeing the speed. We're trying to eliminate the hesitation, and we will do that.
So where do you think this hesitation that Dan Quinn is referencing, where do you think that comes from, Doc? Is it like a self-preservation thing, or is it just, I want to preserve my body and kind of move forward? I know this is football.
I don't think they're saving anything.
Yeah.
It's a lack of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
They can't possibly be afraid to make a mistake, as many of them as they make.
Right.
You know, I mean.
Clearly.
This is like you're at the mall, and you see a parent with the kids, and you can already tell who's in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Kids out in the middle of the mall telling her no.
Mm-hmm. Running around doing circles, cartwheels. Yeah. He's the one running the show.
Youngest in charge. That's usually the perfect example.
Sure,
when
yeah.
When you see a brat showing his behind off somewhere, that's a, what I think of when I hear youngest in charge. Because that means that if the young person is in charge, that's somewhere you don't want to be.
It's true.
Where do you want to be where a toddler is controlling things? This team needs to play with more confidence. And it's hard when you come from the motivational peak of success, university. This is not supposed to be the way it goes. That's why you have DQ as mm-hmm. your head coach. And then we went through the camp. We've already done all this. The question is, if the people aren't doing the job properly, here's the million-dollar question. Why are they in the game? That's what I pose to you. If you can answer that for me here today, 301-230-0980, I'd be much obliged. I'm confused as to why repeat offenders would be involved in anything.
Because they don't think they have anybody better. And so they think chalk it up to...
So you're saying that they're really not capable evaluators.
I'm not saying that.
Well, wait, hold on. Yes, you did. You just said that. You sound like that young guy now, BTP. They picked him. Nobody forced these people on them.
Yeah.
It was their draft board. It was their scouts doing it. Correct me if I'm wrong. All of this is done deliberately
mm-hmm.
by them. So then you're saying you got who you wanted, and now you can't put a cynic? He can't get in a game? Can't get a pass thrown to him? Second round pick, slim. I don't care who you are. That is not piling on. That's a normal question that anybody that's worth their weight and wants to be credible would be able to pose that question. I don't know.
It's certainly an interesting one. It's just like...
Well, I do know, but I mean...
Well, yeah. I mean, It's hard because I don't want to go out and say, because it takes time to evaluate the first draft class. Like Kevin has said it multiple times, it takes 3 years. We're in year two of this draft class, and it's not looking great so far. Like Brandon Coleman just being on, being a healthy scratch. Ben Sinnott not getting as much play as you want. Mike Sainer still has had a very far regression so far this year.
Right, it's young.
It's true. It we are only a third of the way through the season, and it can turn around. But right. Man, some of these issues do not look very fixable. I mean, the targeting of Mikey when he's lined up one on one with guys that are much taller than him, and he plays like a dog. But man, sometimes you need those extra inches. Pause.
Well, he's been his size most of his life.
It's true,
and his resume is pretty bright. So that's what I don't buy any of that. It works in tandem. Corner play pressure on the quarterback.
For sure.
If you don't have none, just say that it's 7-on-7. And who wins? That's why I was trying to scream and holler through our training camp when we had some experts giving reports from training camp about 7-on-7 as if they were actually doing play-by-play.
Well, as you know, Doc, that's Underwear Olympics.
Oh, I know that. I try to say it as often as possible so those of you listening
try to remind the
don't
people.
Know will know it's fake. It's fake. It's choreographed. Everybody knows where everybody's going. Of course the defense is going to win. It's not even in full pads. And you're not wrong for not knowing that. That's not your business. If you didn't play ever and you don't cover it ever, why would you know? And unfortunately, you get some reckless individuals that are 27 years old, and they start spewing this thing out as if it was something that was real. And then people, they don't know the difference. And all of a sudden, oh, man, our defense. No, come on, Slim. But anyway, now it's on. I like the fact that it's Kansas City. I really do.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Because call me today, right here, right now, and tell me if you think the Commanders are going to beat the Chiefs Monday Night Football. And then we'll take the conversation from there. That's why I think it's a great matchup. Because should they pull it off, it'll be almost like one of their signature victories last year. Remember the six on the last play? And see, when it works your way, you just embrace it and move on.
It's true.
But it's almost
this should have happened.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, we take it. All of us would do it.
Yeah.
You know, here's the deal. You're walking down the street. There's a $100 bill on the ground. You pick it up. Now, there's some of us that will pick that up, and we might even go to the closest business around or chase some authorities down to actually figure out who might this belong to. Now, that's going to be a small number, but I do believe that's possible. In this case, I didn't hear one phone call where anybody said anything about what happened. They were just glad it happened. And I don't blame them. So was I. But right now, are you built tough enough to be able to withstand if it goes against you? Are you going to quit? Are you going to roll up? What are you going to do? Because it's a part of development. And I say this having lost 5 games in a row in this market with Joe Jackson Gibbs in his first year. So I'm not making it up. I'm telling you what I walked, lived through, ran through, died and tried and through. So this is reality. Does it mean our season is over? Not at all. But eventually, this team is going to have to show us who the heck they are. Max, you know who they are? I know Cowboy, he happy. He wants them to stay stuck on where they are right now. And I ain't mad at you, Slim. Had y'all lost? First of all.
Oh, it would have been a nightmare.
Because I expected us to beat them.
I would have. Well, just because I like to rub it in
his face. I just expected to beat them. But we don't beat them every year. It's like when they came here. I'm still not over last year when they came here and were allowed to wear them white jerseys and they went down and won. And I know I should be more mature. It's a lack of maturity. I claim it. No problem. 301-230-0980. DOC in for Coach Sheehan. And I appreciate a lot of you have really caught on. Well, we had a couple people on Burgundy and Gold today that when they'll call him Kevin, we stop him right in the tracks. It's Coach Sheehan.
That's right.
Let's get that straight. And there's so much. I knew that the gambling thing with Kev, what we saw, tip of the iceberg.
Oh, yeah. It's
a tsunami coming. No, it's a tsunami. And
a lot of names getting thrown out there.
I hope nobody acts like they're surprised. And it shows us that I would think the least lowest amount of athletes that would wager would have been the group that had so much. But that's what I'm turning around on. When we say, and Bugs, I'm with you, dog. And Bugs, you say a lot of our fans have been disappointed with some of the comments I've seen on social media. And that's part of fan. You should be. You should be. You're disappointed when your children do things you don't want them to do. But you don't stop loving them. Let's get it straight. You don't quit on them. Anybody that would quit right now on the Commanders was never in on the Commanders. They were imposters. There's no way in hell you can convince me of that. And you still got a shot. I know some of the experts are already talking. I can't say it without laughing, but they're talking playoffs. And they're trying to give you their, you know, their feelings as to who will win and who's going to make it in the whole bit. And to some of it, they could be right. Could be. But if you know anything about the schedule, and you do because you follow this, just like I do, we have opponents right now And why I like this, where we're at, because you shouldn't be embarrassed if you don't beat any of the next three opponents or four opponents. Because self-esteem is important now. See, when you we were brought out of the sewage last year, it's not like we weren't deserving of it, but let's be real, man. This was a trash organization. It was a trash team. In last place far more than you've ever been in first. And all of a sudden, bingo. I don't care how old you are. We all like a little bit of magic. We do. It's just no. I mean, you like it. If not, you wouldn't be so paralyzed by fireworks and things. Some of about us, we just like it. But you haven't thought about, you know, I mean, we won six in the last second. Suppose you lost six on the last play of the game. Would it crush you, or would you be able to build on it and bounce back? You were all in the front row buying gear. You were singing. You were doing the fight song. You were all in. Was it just because they won or because you bleed burgundy and gold? That's the question where I challenge a lot of you young people.
I think that's fair.
Fair or not, that's what it is. So respond. You tell me, because I think we got a shot. We're still in the thing. What is the thing? Is it the East? Is it to make the playoffs? Is it, that's what I'm saying. What is it?
Well, so it right now, I mean, the path forward, looking at it, going forward, got to win. It's going to come down, like I've said, to these last five games. I mean,
you say it too? Rooster?
I said it to Kev.
I've said it to Rooster.
It's going to come down to this, these last few games, because you got, what, it's Giants, Eagles, Cowboys, Eagles to close out the season?
Who do you think Rooster's going to take in the Giant game?
Gee, I wonder. But yeah, it's just going to come down to those games, man. I mean, right now you're 1-4 in the NFC, so you're not going to win any of these tiebreakers to get into to sneak into some wild card spot right now. Mm-hmm. So it comes down to the division. You've got to win that division. You've got to win your divisional games. You can't drop one like they did last week to the Cowboys, which is why I think it makes it so much more infuriating, because that was one that, well, yeah, Jaden was missing his top three receivers. Sometimes you gotta need the kid to put on the cape, but it's also unfair to ask him to do that more often than not, because he's only one guy, and only one guy can have so much effect on a football game. Now, that depends on week to week, but man, it's just, you can't drop divisional games like that. You can't get doubled up by a divisional rival. So going forward, you gotta win these games. I mean, I've said that over and over, but this next Giants game is not a cakewalk. Dallas, you got to get your lick back at home. That's going to be on Christmas. That's just going to be a weird vibes game. But the when you got these next three games in front of you, where it's three very, very strong offenses in the Chiefs, the Seahawks, and the Lions, and this defense can't buy again. A stop, man.
Say that again.
Doesn't look good.
Who's the next people lined up? Say it again.
Got the Chiefs. Seahawks, we got the Lions. And then you travel to Madrid, take on the Dolphins, and anything can happen overseas.
Well, the trip alone, well, you got to play the trip.
Right, exactly.
So you got to play two opponents.
Exactly.
See, it's the trip, and I know a few people going to be on that trip, and I'm just telling you, the trip.
Whole lot of people around here.
And then the opponents.
Yeah.
And that, I'm more concerned about that game than I am Kansas City game. I feel better about us against the Chiefs than I do the Dolphins.
That's interesting. That's a take. That's a take, Doc.
Truth, because I don't trust them. How could you trust them?
That's fair.
Why, you think they're better than the Dolphins?
The record would indicate such.
Okay. What do your eyes tell you?
If they got Jaden, yeah.
They've had Jaden this year.
If Jaden plays in Miami... Yes. Okay. If Marcus Mariota plays in Miami, I think as long as he has a healthy receiving core like he may this week, yes.
You know what I like about Thursday night football?
What do you like about Thursday night football, Doc? Not many people do like anything about it.
Well, I don't like the technology, but I'm stuck with it.
Fair.
But again, I used to also drive a car, and I had to roll the windows up.
Yeah.
So I always have to remind myself that one day we're going to be able to stop that, rewind it, move. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to wait it out. But I just love the fact that whenever Harbaugh, Jim is coaching, I already know what's going to happen. 42 runs. Now, you know, I was like, that to me is like symphony orchestra playing at its best. He has an advantage, and he never lets you up. He strangles you, then he kicks you in the head until his boot goes through your brain. I know that's core. That's awful. Sounds bad. But you know what? That's football. And when he got Alt back, getting Alt back was like getting a Heisman Trophy winner
mm-hmm.
to most people. I knew for him, it was a hammer. It was a hammer. 42 times. Can you imagine us running 32 times?
It'd be nice. Nice to get Bill that many touches. You kidding me? Get Bill 200 yards on 30 touches?
Oh, my goodness. I sit back and think, what if? Man, how good would that be?
What if,
what's
Cliff?
The odds of that happening?
If you're in Cliff Kingsbury offense, they're slim.
Well, no. And I like him. I mean, he's shown me that he's got a gift. He's got a gift. But I just don't know if there's enough pepper in his grits in order to get this job done. Sam Cosmi, you know, guy comes back, been out a year, major injury, comes back and plays the entire game. Now, that is a pure savage. No camp. No nothing. And just
3 weeks of ramp up. Yeah. Ramps him up. Back right out there.
Stone cold killer. So that meant, I thought, wow, we're going to even get better with our biggins up front.
That was the hope.
But we didn't lean on them.
Didn't work right.
No, we didn't lean on them. I'm hoping that we will down the road. Yeah, I really am. But let's take a break. 301-230-0980. Coach Sheehan is out DOC-DHing from my brother. And we got a lot to talk about because it's the Chiefs in prime time. I think it's a great game. I'm glad we're playing them and not the Dolphins. Stay with us.
All righty. And before we hit that break, I do want to tell you guys about Window Nation. I know things are tough right now for some folks in the D.C. area, especially with the government shutdown. If you've been impacted, Window Nation wants to help. Right now, buy two windows, get two free, and make no payments and pay no interest for 2 full years. That's real relief and a great way to make your home more comfortable before winter hits. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied customers right here in the DMV, you can trust Window Nation to take care of you and your home. So don't wait. Visit windownation.com before October 31st to get started. Window Nation, quality windows, flexible financing, and comfort you can count on.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.